On a football Saturday afternoon in a suburban West Des Moines neighborhood of single-family homes, the air is filled with incongruous music. It's coming from a backyard where a red teepee filled with pelts and artifacts stands tall, and a man dressed in complete Native American regalia, including loincloth, leggings, and headdress, entertains an intimate group of about 20.
My name is Inekia Biawachiwitashatenatakashilam, but you can call me Ralph.
That would be Ralph Moise II, a member of the Yaqui tribe of the American Southwest and Mexico, and the founder of the White Eagle Powwow, an annual gathering since 2000. He decided to mount the ever-growing festival in Waukee after the death of his son, Ralph Moise III, also known as White Eagle. He died at the age of 19 while trying to rescue a red-tailed hawk caught in a power line.
He thought he could do it, I guess, and when he climbed up to the pole to try and free the hawk, the hawk got startled and spread his wings, and the electrical current went through them both.
In his short life, his father says, young Ralph had been witness to racial profiling and hateful acts of intolerance.
My son grew up seeing these little prejudices that were happening around us, and he was trying to go into schools and to preschools and talking to the children, to trying to explain to them that we really aren't that different.
So after his death, his father, mother, sister, and brother agreed the best way to honor the teenager's memory would be by staging a multicultural powwow. It would be a place where people from all races and ethnicities could come together to dance, sing, and tell stories.
It's a gathering to bring smiles and laughter, to bring down walls of misunderstanding, so that we can learn that we have a great strength in our diversity.
Moise says the powwow is no place for disagreements over politics or religion. Instead, he says, it's a celebration of heritage and tradition, whether that history took place in Europe, Asia, Africa, or the Americas. He says it was his son's vision to bring people together in peace.
To understand a little bit about their neighbors and in so doing, learning about themselves. So that's our whole goal. That was his goal and his dream. And we hope that we've accomplished some of what he was hoping for.
At young Ralph's funeral, the family placed the hawk he had so wanted to save on his chest, its wings spread in an embrace. Hundreds of complete strangers, his father remembers, attended the funeral. In West Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.